Blog Talk Radio.
I'm tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The author of Women and currently writing three other books. He's the independent Union Baptist Field College of New Orleans. He's also an associate minister. Junior, Chief Executive Committee, and former Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor, a pastor, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour Line of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Norman.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host Pastor Doris Smith. We are excited to have you tuned in with us on today. Let us bow our heads for a short prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another great opportunity to come back, that we may be able to share, Father God, some informative, important information to our listeners on today. Oh, Father God, we ask that everything that we do and say will be pleasing, acceptable in your sight, that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Yes, listeners, we have another minute prepared for you on today. Our co-host will not be joining us on today, but nevertheless, let us remember to keep her in our prayers. All right, listeners, today we have an awesome special guest in the studio with us, with me on today. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. If any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Today's topic will be young people and crime in the Ingirl City. Yes, listener, we are talking about crime on today. We're talking about changes. We're talking about leadership. We'll be talking about solutions and determination. Without further ado, I would like to bring into the studio with us on today our special guest along with his guest, and that's none other than Mr. Robert Murray and Mrs. Gloria Hall Johnson. Good afternoon to the both of you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Evangelist.
Just great. Good afternoon, Dr. Chapman.
I'm so happy to have in the studio with me on today to share with our listeners on today this awesome, amazing topic that God has given you to talk to us about on today, Mr. Murray. Now, without further ado, we're going to let his guest, Ms. Gloria Hall Johnson, do a short bio about himself.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Chapman. It is just an honor and privilege just to be on this show, Facing Your Fears. And I would just like to say to you, to keep on keeping on what you do, because you are truly a blessed person and God is taking you higher, higher and higher. And just wait on him. Just wait on him and let him continue to move you forward in the direction that he would have you to go. Robert Bob Murray has been a friend of mine for the last, almost 40 years. Mr. Murray is a church member at the Pentecost Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Lionel Davis Sr. is the pastor. He is a New Orleans, born and raised in the 7th Ward in District D, where he has many brothers and sisters who worship at the Pentecost Baptist Church, and also at, I think, Reverend Chris Gordon's church, where the late Reverend Dr. A.L. Davis, who is a civil rights icon in the city of New Orleans, the state, and all over. Mr. Murray is a public speaker, a renowned public speaker. He is a leader in the community. He is a graduate of New Orleans Public Schools in the New Orleans area. And later on in life, he's also a graduate with a degree from Concordia University in Wisconsin. Later on in his life, he wanted to do more and, thirsty for education, decided to return back to Southern University in New Orleans, where he studied hard and graduated cum laude. Also, being thirsty for more knowledge and education so that he could serve his community better, he decided to continue to work by going to graduate school. He has worked with many, many young people, youth in the city. He is has mentored. He's worked with several organizations in the city, such as the NAACP, the New Orleans branch, where he worked the legal regress, helping to solve problems and discrimination issues with the NAACP. Also, he sat on the executive board of the NAACP, member of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He was a member of the Fair Chance Network, where he mentored so many young people and worked with them, worked with adjudicated youth. Mr. Murray is a leader in the community. He has worked on several projects doing research with his brother, who was a state representative, also a state senator. So with that being said, what can I say about Mr. Murray? When a person has done as much as he has, especially in the area of mentoring young people, I think the listening audience is in for a great, great treat. So with that being said, I introduce Mr. Bob Murray to the audience.
Before Mr. Murray comes into the studio with us, listeners, remember, listeners, you can join in on this conversation just by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Without further ado, let us bring into the studio live with us Mr. Robert Murray. Good afternoon, Mr. Murray. Once again, we're so very happy to have you as a guest on Facing Your Fears. We've learned so much about you, and it seems as if you have been very, very blessed by God. And it's a blessing to have you on Facing Your Fears. Now you may begin your topic that you want to share with our listeners on today. That is youth crime in the Inger City. God bless you, and you may begin at this time.
Thank you so much this afternoon, Evangelist Chapman, and certainly I am so happy to hear from Gloria Johnson. And let me just say that it's been a blessing for me to appear on your show, and I welcome all your audience comments. My name is Robert Bob Murray. I am a candidate for City Council here in District D, where I was born and raised all my life. As we talk about criminal justice, my degrees are in criminal justice. I believe in our young people. And what we must do to curb the violence we have, and that's just not our district, but around the city, is to encourage our young people to find ways to channel their energy in other ways than violence and what we're seeing going on today. I implore your program, and I implore, and I'm so excited to be here today because it's programs like your program, Evangelist Chapman, that are going to bring our young youth together. As a little boy who grew up in the 7th Ward, there were things to do all the time in our North playgrounds. And what we must institute are programs to embrace our young people so they don't commit violent crimes. We also must take the attitude that to raise a child, a village has to raise a child. With that being said, We must employ our young people, but we must do more than that. We must go further and employ our young people for job opportunities so that they don't go around the city committing crime. We must have a 24-hour watch program and camera watch programs within the district and around the city. And one thing that is very important, we must employ our parents. We're having younger parents, having younger kids at younger ages. And so what we must do is be able to mentor our young mothers and mentor our young children to find other ways to channel that boredom that's what's happening in our city today and around the country. In addition to that, I am so excited to be here because I am the only candidate that has been endorsed and will work very closely with our district attorney, the Honorable Jason Williams, who has endorsed my candidacy 100%. I'm the old guy on the stage, but we must find answers. And to find answers, we must come together as not only a community, but as a village.
God bless you. There you have it, listeners. Mr. Murray, we do have some callers that wants to ask questions or have a comment, but we're not going to have it right now. We will bring you into the studio live with us so you can talk live with our special guest on today. But if those of you, if your phone just drop on you, don't worry about it. Just call right back, and you will be put right back in the position where you were. But that being said, Mr. Murray, I do have some questions for you at this time. And one of them is, since you have announced your candidacy for the for one of the seats in district here in the city of New Orleans, which is District D, I think.
District
that you're
D.
Running for.
That's correct. District D, yes, ma'am.
If elected, what are your visions for the district you are seeking to hold?
I think Evangelist Chapman, the first ordinance I would write is that we must find ways to work closer with our NORD programs and the programs within the city that's already instituted to embrace our young people and make them understand that drugs and crime does not pay. We must get away with the adage that drugs and crime pay. So what we must do is embrace our NORD programs and our city programs and particularly our community outreach programs. I started United Voters League 20 years ago. And we teach young people how important it is to vote, how important it is to understand what's going on in the community. Important to them because one vote is a very important vote. So as we educate our young people, we can't wait till they're 25 and 30. We have to go into the schools and embrace them at younger and younger ages. And my interpretation of that would be to start at the elementary school level and educate our young people to understand that crime does not pay. That's my motto.
God bless you. Number two for you is, what are some of the major changes that are needed in the district area?
I think one of the most important things, Evangelist Chapman, is the first thing I would do the day I'm sworn in is that we have a lot of problems in District D. Crime is only one of them, but we have a barrage of problems. And so what I would do as a city councilman of District D is to enforce and write programs that will embrace the community with our young people. We have problems with sewage and water board. We have problems with Cox Cable. We have problems with Entergy. And all of that affects our young people. Now, some people might ask, how does that affect them? Because it's parents that must deal with that. As a person who understands the reality of paying bills and paying a rent and paying the mortgage, our young people are affected by that because their parents are affected by that. Only in another couple of days, we're going to have water turned off from thousands of those young people residences. I'm going to write the first ordinance that say if we can help Entergy pay millions and millions of dollars to get out of debt, then we must do the same thing for sewage and water boards and create that same situation and find those dollars to start from March of 2020 to March of 2021. And that will relieve a lot of problems within our families. In addition to that, we must make it very clear to our parents that they must take control of these young people. And if they don't, they must be held accountable. I will be the councilman to shake the tree, because the tree does not, the fruit doesn't fall off the tree until you shake it. So you can call me the shake 'em up councilman.
God bless
you. Simple as that.
Question. Crime in that area, in the area of District D, what can you share with us, with our listeners, and what are some of the plans you have to do to stop the crime? You just said to us you would shake the tree. Can you give us another vision that you have to go in there? Because our youth are out of control all over the city of New Orleans, and I'm sure it's happening elsewhere in our country. So what are the major changes that you're going to go in and seek? One may think it could be poverty or whatever that's going on in that area. You just name one, the water, and people are without funds to take to live off of due to the pandemic. Now, we do know that the pandemic has gotten worse here in the city of New Orleans. So if elected, Mr. Morris, what would you promise the listeners on today that you would start doing immediately once you are in office?
That's a great question, Evangelist. And the first thing I will do is embrace what I would call the pandemic effect ordinance. We must have more crime cameras throughout, not just throughout the city, but particularly in District D. Crime cameras can be paid for out of what the city council is now considering a reserve budget. Once I get the numbers, the first thing I'm going to do as a city councilman is to audit every city agency to see where those dollars are. That's very important. I understand what those numbers are, but our citizens do not. And I will expose that. I will make the citizens understand that we have a $1 billion budget over there that has simply come from FEMA that we have not used, and we will use those funds to pay for crime cameras, not just through District D, but throughout the city, immediately.
God bless you. With that being said, even if you have the cameras up, it's so dark here in the city of New Orleans, you know, the street lights are very, very dim. So with the cameras, will you be able to see the crime that's going on? What would you do in reference to getting that area more brightened, to brighten the area? As a matter of fact, to help brighten the whole city of New Orleans up.
That's a great question, Evangelist, and I want to say to you that it's so appreciative to have a program like yours, because it only exposes the problems we have around the city. Our streetlights are in the condition they're in because Entergy made bad choices. Entergy made bad choices in the lighting, in the proper fitting of those lights, and I will write the ordinance that it must be fixed. If we're going to give city funds to Entergy, and only a week ago, that the city council decided they weren't going to take contributions from Entergy. I tell you that I don't need any contributions from Entergy, because Entergy is going to follow the law and procedure just as Sewage and Water Board and any public entity we deal with. So to deal with the light problem, it's really not a problem if you have a city councilman that says, I will not vote for you to keep this contract if you don't light up this city. And that's what we do. It doesn't matter whether it's a 1 cent revenue or a half a cent revenue. I believe the citizens of this great city will put a half cent towards that to light up the city of New Orleans and District D immediately.
Thank you so very much. And my final and last question to you are the streets. They're there all over the city of New Orleans. People are tearing up their cars, especially in the area where you're talking about running. So what would you do to improve the streets condition there? I know the people around there would be glad to hear something in reference to that.
You're absolutely 100% correct. Not just in District D, Evangelist, but around the city. We have a sewage and water board that are awarding contracts to third-party contractors that are digging up everything but not covering it back up. Their I get calls 10 times, 20 times a day that we must stop this procedure. And the only way we're going to stop this procedure is to make sure that we have a blanket in every specificity on the work that's being done. In 2016, when the floods occurred, particularly in uptown New Orleans, there are thousands of people who have not even been paid from Sewage and Water Board from their vehicles that they lost. Half of them quit. And at this point, they didn't even know how to operate the computer system. It's the incompetence of the Sewage and Water Board that is breaking up the streets and not putting it back together. I will immediately make an end to that immediately the day I am sworn in as city councilman of District D.
There you have it, listeners. You are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. And with our awesome co-host who's absent on today, that's none other than Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. At this time, we will take some callers. We have some callers that have some questions or comments or some thoughts on your subject for today. Let me bring them in at this time. We're calling caller from area code 504. Last four digits of your number is 9105. Area code 504. Last four digits is 9105. Bringing you in. Good afternoon, caller. How are you on today? You are now live in the studio. Caller from area code 504. Last four digits of your number is 9105. Caller, are you in the studio with us at this time? Listeners, do not press that number one unless you want to say something to our guest or have a question or a comment. Otherwise, do not press that number one on your phone. The next caller will be calling from area code 504-8901 is your last four digits of your number. Area code 504, last four digits of that number is 8901. Hello, caller. You're now live in the studio.
Well, thank you for having me. How's everybody today?
Thank you so much for asking.
Well, I have a few suggestions, and let me say that I love what you're saying. You know, it's something definitely is needed, but crime cameras, you know, is quote unquote, you know, wasting money that go into the system. You know, we need much more programs for the young people to go ahead and get this stuff into and guarantee them a better place, you know, in society. So, you know, we have studied this for the longest and stuff like that, and the only way that it can happen is people like yourself, Mr. Murray, who have a vision, you know, and, you know, again, you know, since Mr. Jason Williams endorsed you, you know, you have my endorsement as well, too. So
thank you.
But until there's, would you say something about, you know, audit? That's perfect. I think the government needs to be audited. I think they need to find out where is the money, the FEMA money needs to be spent and given to the children, given to the people. So thank you for that, Mr. Murray. And you have our support and everything. And I have one question for you, Mr. Murray. The question is, once you elected, who in your office will be responsible for the quote-unquote the community engagement part? Because that's so very important. So I just want to chime in on that. Who's going to be the part of the community engagement department? Thank you.
Listener, thank you so much for your call, and I really appreciate it. And let me just say thank you for your support. What we will do in District D is implement a liaison. I've been a member of the NAACP for over 25 years. What we will basically do is pull members from community outreach organizations, sort of like United Voter League, the NAACP. And those would be people that can come in. We will have a quarterly meeting. And I will bring folks in from community organizations. I'm a community organization guy, so I want to hear from those folks in the community. And to answer your question just basically direct would be that it's folks like you that I want to hear from. And my door will be open. I will have a community access office within the district. I will be there, so you will not be talking to a secretary or anyone like that. And I can assure you that as my door is open 24/7, I will deal with directly community outreach organizations to get messages like you just said across to the district.
All right. There you have it. This is going to thank our callers for calling in. We do have another caller at this time. We want to go immediately to that. And that is caller that's calling from our code 504. Last 4 digits of that number is 3694. Caller from our code 504. Last 4 digits, 3694. Hello, caller. You're now live on the air. Caller from our code 504. Last 4 digits, 3694. You are live in the studio at this time. Again, listeners, please do not press that number one unless you have a comment, question, or want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Do not press that number one unless you have something to say to our guest or myself. And I'm going to call it one more time, area code 504. Last 4 digits of the number is 3694. All right, we're going to go right along. Remember, listeners, you too, the ones who have a question, comment, I just want to share your thoughts. Please press the number one on your phone. At that time, I will bring you live into the studio. Mr. Murray is discussing today his candidate for District D as a councilman here in the city of New Orleans. And he's sharing his visions with our listeners on today. If you live in that area, I know you're glad to hear some of the things that he is discussing, some of the visions that he are planning to go forth with, pray his success, and he do become of our councilman to get things done that will turn things around here in the city of New Orleans. And without further going any further, I'm going to slow down the one more time and see if there's anyone else who have any questions or comments for you, Mr. Murray. If not, you may continue talking to our listeners on today and giving them the vision what God has given you to change things around here in the city of New Orleans. Again, listeners, our subject is young people and crime in the Inger City. We're talking about crime on today, changes, leadership, solutions, and determination. And I'm going to turn the studio back over to our guest, Mr. Murray, and you may continue to share your thoughts with our listeners on today. And I would like to ask Ms. Gloria Hall Johnson, do you have any questions for our guest on today?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to bring up about 10 minutes after 5. To share those questions. Right now we have another caller, and that call is area code 504. Last 4 digits of that number is 9267. Hello, caller. Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
And we're blessed. What about you, caller?
I'm great and grateful. How you doing, Mr. Murray? And Mr.
I'm
Johnson,
so fine.
And Evangelist Chapman, how y'all doing? This is Diego.
I'm so fine.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much.
I am sure that you're going to be a wonderful council person. I love this topic, young people, because I am a former teacher. But I know that this crime is out of control, and it's a lot more layers to curing this than, you know, programs. It's a holistic approach. And like Mr. Murray, you said earlier, you have to involve the parents. And we need a big parenting class for real. We do. But not only that, we need better schools. All of that ties into the holistic approach of the child. I know you all remember when all these parishes had real teachers, as opposed to now. We have all these many school districts, and it's just wreaking havoc on our young people. And I think that if we can improve that area along with parenting classes, then perhaps maybe we can get the ball rolling on curbing some of this juvenile crime. But other than that, I just had comments. I don't really have a question, but I'm glad that you're in this race because I can see I can hear the passion in your voice. And we have to change, and we have to stop electing people on name recognition and because we like them and get people in here like Mr. Murray who's going to roll up his sleeves and do the work. So I call to tell you, God bless you on this endeavor. I'm going to do all I can to make sure that this comes true, and I'm going to be hanging in there. And on Saturday at 4717 Dalman Road, we have a meeting, and we have an outreach out to people who would like to come in and volunteer, say comments, give suggestions for 11 o'clock in the morning at 4717 Dalman Road. Please come out and join us.
God bless you for calling, Mr. Mark. Would you like to say to your caller?
I want to thank you so much for your endorsement and your love and passion because I can hear in your voice that you have the same passion I have. I'm not running for public office to have a job. God bless me to run for public office to make a difference. And that's what I plan on doing. I am the oldest guy on the stage. Out of 13 other candidates, I know what I bring to the table is experience because I believe experience matters. With that being said, I will join with activists like you to make our district a better district, to make our city a better city, put God first. And I believe, there's no doubt in my mind that I believe we can have a better district and a better city once I'm elected city councilman, District D, number 61 on the ballot.
I believe that too, sir.
I want to thank
our well. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Beth, and stay safe out there, Colin. All right, Mr. Murray, with that being said, you can continue your discussion on your topic today.
I want to thank you, Evangelist. We must eliminate abandoned lots and blighted property in our district. We must reorganize the sewage and water board. We must increase street and infrastructure repair. We must increase fines for jail time for illegal dumping. We want a clean city. We must scrutinize the excessive Cox cable rates that our citizens are paying. We must increase police and neighborhood camera watch patrols. We must support and prioritize the criminal justice system. And I will work closely with my mentor, District Attorney Jason Williams, to make sure that happens. We must find real solutions for our homeless population, which I have a three-point program will do that. If we have thousands of people living under the bridge, then why can't we utilize that public space, that government space, and make homelessness something of the past? I have the solutions. I know what the problems are. I was born and raised in District D. I've been there all my life. I went to Phillips School. It ain't there no more. I went to Bynum Drugstore. It ain't there no more. And as the city councilman of District G, we're going to roll up our sleeves, take care of the issues that have to be taken care of to make District D the most prominent district in the city. And the proposals I will organize will not only enhance District D, but enhance the city as a whole.
All right, business. We're going to just continue moving right along. We have a lot of time left in the show. And you do have time, listeners, to press that number one on your phone. So if you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts. Now, I went through the calling list, and I'm going to go back again, Mr. Murray, and see if I can get their attention and see if they have anything to say to you. That's our first caller that called in, and that's Barry Coach 504, last four digits of that number was 9105. Barry Coach 504, last four digits of that number is 9105. Hello, caller. You are now live in the studio with us. Caller from 504-91. Last four digits of 9105. You're live in the studio, all right? They're still not ready at this time. And I think we did go. I get lost if they have so many symbols that indicating that they have something to say and they don't say anything. That symbol is still there indicating that they have something to say. So listen, please do not press that number one unless your intention or to speak. Ask a question and share your comments or thoughts on today's topic. Today we are talking about young people in crime in the English city, and Mr. Robert Murray, who's running for District D, Congressman C, District D, Councilman C, District D. And we want to thank him for coming on Facing Your Fears on today, and we're going to now bring in the studio live with us, Mrs. She's already in the studio. That's none other than Miss Gloria Hall Johnson. And she has some questions for Mr. Murray. This time, Ms. Johnson, you may begin speaking.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chapman. Mr. Murray, you engaged the audience on your plan for the young people, enhancing the parent skills, because we know that everything starts with the parents, and there, as you mentioned earlier, there are so many young parents out there, and they need training. They really, really need training with their kids. And once the parenting skills are enhanced, that's the first step. I think you also mentioned about starting in the elementary schools, you know, starting programs to curb crime in the elementary school. I remember a long time ago we used to have a police officer, we call them Officer Friendly. And Officer Friendly would go in the schools and the kids would meet and greet the officer, and they were not afraid of them. But now the crime is so rampant, kids are not afraid of the police. They're not afraid of the police, you know. Their guns and their artillery is stronger than the police officers. But nevertheless, I appreciate you saying that you would start programs and at an early age. And you also mentioned you would get all of the, the criminal justice, the legal people together at a roundtable discussion to say, hey, you know, we need to put all in the community leaders, put all of our plans out and pick one or two or three or four that would be better to fight crime, because crime is not only in District D, it's all over the city, it's all over the country, and it's just growing and growing and growing, and we have to do something about it. The older fellas, my idea of telling the younger kids, well, man, you can do this and you can do that, and I will give you the profits. And if something happens, you won't go to jail because you're so young. But we need to break that myth with the young people to let them know that if you do the time, you have to do the crime. You also mentioned about economics. We must continue to find jobs for our young people, even in the schools. I suggest we go back to the trade part of the schools. We have no trade. Our schools are just all over the country. We have no programs here in Louisiana where kids can go and, get a trade, carpentry, brick masonry, computer skills, being hairstylists and barbers and all, that trade will enhance them to, you know, to at least increase their pockets and make money. So it's just so many things you discuss, and we just have to get the community more involved. People are afraid to get involved, but we have to come up with ways that we can get them involved through the churches, through our community organizations. That is something I just would like to suggest. But I think you're on the right track. You're on the right road, and you continue to move in the right direction, making greater things happen, not only for the district as it relates to crime, but for the entire city. And maybe your programs may become models for other cities around the globe to take a look at what's happening, because with your plan and the plan of others, I'm sure we could curb the crime problem here in the city. Thank you so much for you offering yourself out there. I know it's not easy, but thank you so much.
I want to thank you, Sister Johnson, and thank you so much for your commitment and brilliance of what's going on in our city. There are many of us who understand that the elevation to create a difference must start with not a job. My opponents need a job. I do not. God has blessed me to be able to retire for 30 years on one job. And it would have been very simple for me to sit home and look at Jerry Springer, but I have a bigger vision. I have a bigger vision for your children and your grandchildren and my children and my grandchildren. And so to my audience, I just want to say that when the vision is bigger than you, it only takes one person to change the world. And I want to say to the listeners and to Evangelist Chapman, that I so much appreciate this opportunity, because we have to do this thing together with the churches, with the community outreach organizations, with our camps for children. We don't have one camp in this city that our children could go to and understand the relevance of leadership. I will create a program immediately that will put our troubled kids in a program to show them what leadership is all about. To have leadership, you have to have a role model. God blessed me to be able to have a mother and father and sisters and brothers that gave me that role model leadership. And all our children need at this specificity in our life is to have a role model. A role model can change your life. And I know that because I went through the public school system. And from there, I went to Concordia University and Southern University. Every one of my teachers and my professors had an impact on what I did and what my vision was. And so if we put those programs together, I am confident that not just can we make District D a shining star on the map, we can make the entire city a shining star on the map. My name is Robert Bob Murray. My number is 61 on the ballot. And I look forward to not just working with District D, but with every city councilman throughout the district.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Thank you, listeners. You do have time to call in. To press that number one if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic, which is talking about crime, youth and crime in the city. And I want to extend to all of our candidates that are running out there in the upcoming election, you too can come on facing your fears and give your vision and thoughts on what you are going to do if elected in the upcoming race. And I'm You know, I have to do things that's pleasing, acceptable to God just by being fair to all of the candidates that are running in every district that are running. Whatever you're running for in the upcoming race, you too are welcome on Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show. So give me a call, and we will schedule you to come on and share your thoughts with our listeners as well. And with that being said, we are going to go into some more of Mr. Maury's vision because we have a lot of time left in the show. And he can do his closing remarks along with his other statements, discussion that he wants to share with our listeners on today. And remember, listeners, you are tuned in to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, who's absent on today, none other than Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. God bless her. I miss her on today. I tell you, I wouldn't have to do as much talking if she was here with me, but the show must go forward. And we thank God for all of our callers. And we thank God for all of our callers every Thursday that has been so supportive to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. I am very humbled and I'm very blessed to have you be a part of the show every Thursday. And with no further ado for me, I'm going to shut my mouth for a minute and give the studio back over to Mr. Murray. Mr. Murray.
I really appreciate it. Evangelist Chapman, you have been a shining star in the community. I want to thank Gloria Johnson, who has also been a shining star in our community. The past president of the NAACP has been a community leader for over 40 years, and we almost sort of grew up together, so I almost know where her passion is and what her privileges intend to be. Your program has brought a lot of light on the problems that not just exist in District D, but around the city. It is evangelists like you that put the story up front so that our listeners can understand what's really going on in the community. I want to thank God for giving me an opportunity to be in pretty good health, to be able to offer myself to the residents of District D, and I certainly want to thank your listeners for participating in what I feel is the start of a new revolution. And that new revolution is that we will engage our young people. We will stop jail from prison from elementary school. We must stop the prison engagement to our young people and give them a lifeline of hope, prosperity, and the fact that you can make it without selling drugs, without robbing people, without carjacking. You can make it in this society with a great education, a great understanding of what's going on in the community. And we can create those community leaders just by being a role model. The problem we have in society, and not just in District D, is we don't give our young people the time they need to mature. In criminology, for which my degrees are in, we call them latchkey kids. And what latchkey kids are, when you have young people having young kids at early ages, what you have is a cycle of poverty. What we must do is break the poverty chain. My brothers and sisters, we were the first generation of college graduates. So what we must do is stop the poverty chain so that our young people will understand the roots of poverty is to change that. And someone must break the chain. As the next city councilman of District D, I will bring everything forward and make sure, as Ms. Johnson anticipated earlier, we must have a cop in the school. We can bring those programs back. And to bring those programs back, all we need is an ordinance and talk to the superintendent, who I know will be fully invested in crime prevention. we must meet with District Attorney Jason Williams, one of the most progressive district attorneys in the country, who I know will be on board. We must be able to talk to the sheriff, Marlon Gossman, who's been a progressive sheriff. And with those items in hand and with the right program, we can change the criminal justice system in a way that not only give our young people an opportunity, but we can change New Orleans, Louisiana for the better. And Evangelist Chapman, you have changed the society, and I just appreciate everything you're doing for the community and the city of New Orleans.
If I may interject, what is your address of where someone may reach you, and the telephone number, also an email address, please, Mr. Murray?
Our political campaign office is at 4717 Downman Road, and you can reach the campaign at 504-909-8011 for any questions or comments you might have.
Okay, is there an email address?
There is an email address at runmurrayrun.com, which is our website, and you can reach out and comment at any time. And I'd like to thank all the listeners for listening. It's been a pleasure to be with you today, and I look forward to working with all community leaders and in the future and beyond. It's been a great pleasure, and thank you so much for listening. Are you still there, Sister Jones?
Yes, I am. What happened? What time is it?
I'm not sure. There could be some audio problem. Listeners, please bear with us, as there could be some audio problems that I'm sure that we're checking on at this moment, but I'm sure there are some acoustic problems maybe and some audio problems.
Back, Mr. Murray. I'm back. I was just letting you and Ms. Johnson give you information on how to contact you. And if you have if you have the reference to the Faith in Your Fears radio talk, you can contact me at my email, all lowercase letters, norma_chapman@yahoo.com, or you may go to my Facebook page, Norma Chapman, or the Facebook page, Faith in Your Fears, or you can go to What Faith Can Do page, or you can go to Be Friends in Christ. All of those pages, you're able to contact me, and we do want to welcome all special guests that wants to come on Faith in Your Fears. You have a story to tell. You have a tragedy happen in your life, domestic violence, alcohol, gambling, drug abuse, feel free to come on Faith in Your Fears, and you and tell your story that can be able to encourage and help someone else that's going to live in that environment that got, that was blessed to come out of it, and you can help them by sharing your story, and God can bless them to come out of that type of environment, because we are still concerned about everyone's lifestyle, and we are concerned here on Facing Your Fears to get the story out for our listeners and our loved ones to come from behind the mask and share your stories on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. With that being said, Mr. Murray, do you have anything else you would like to say to our listeners? Ms. Johnson, anything else? Very briefly, because we're at the end of the show. And very briefly now, you all can give, yes, very, very briefly. We only have, what, 4 minutes left in the show, Mr. Murray.
I'd just like to thank Evangelist Chapman for allowing me to be here today. I appreciate all the listeners and the talk program. Chapman, Ms. Chapman has made a great, great impression upon our city, and I continue to pray for her in her evangelism. And I just want to thank you for being able to appear today. My name is Robert Bob Murray. My number is 61 on the ballot. Councilman District D, may God be with you, and I'll continue to pray for you as I continue to ask you to pray for me.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Ms. Johnson, any last comments from you?
Okay. I also like to thank you again, Dr. Chapman, for allowing myself and Mr. Murray to express his views and comments and solutions as to problems he'd like to undertake in District D and the city with this crime problem. So with that, I'd like to also thank all of the listeners. I'm sure we have many listeners, but some people just want to listen and not make comments or ask questions. But I'd like to thank you all also. And if you have any questions, please call that number, 504-909-8011, and you will be transferred to Mr. Bob Murray for Councilman of District D. And I'm sure with your vote, he will certainly win. And I'm just going to close by asking you to do three things
very
for
sure.
Me. I'm going to ask you to do whatever you can to spread. Number one, do whatever you can to spread the word. Number two, I'm going to ask you to get your family members and friends to just spread the word also about Mr. Murray's candidacy. And number three, I'm going to ask you to pray for him, because if you would pray for him on this journey. And
listeners, this is the end of the show for today. Let us have our closing prayer. Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity to come before you once again, Father God. Oh, Father God, to touch someone out there, Father God, to enlighten them, Father God, and to give informative, important information, Father God. We thank you for our guests on today. We ask that you go with them, Father God, and we pray that, Father God, it is your will, Father God, that he get the seat that he's seeking for, Father God. We ask that you, Father God, look down on all the sick and the shut in, Father God, worldwide, Father God. Those are suffering on the ventilator, Father God, from the COVID-19. We ask that you stop by someone's house, Father God, and touch their bodies, Father God. Bring them off of the ventilators, Father God. We pray, Father God, for everyone, Father God, in the name of Jesus that's standing in need of anything. You know their needs. We pray that you would grant it to them, Father God. And, Father God, we just thank you. We glorify you. And we pray that all that we did and said on the show today was pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and that you got the glory. Listen, this is the end of the show for today. Be blessed until next Thursday. Bye-bye now.